We're talking today with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Two or three things, Michael. Let's talk, first of all, mid-winter or mid-year policy conference at the beginning of the year. kind of sounds like a little of an odd, a little bit of an oddity, but you decided at the middle of your year compared to your annual convention, right, you wanted to kind of tweak or maybe update policy positions. Tell me about that meeting.
Our leadership decided back in November, and we'd kind of been building to this, is because policy anymore today is so changing, you need to be flexible. Decided, let's inject, if you will, let's start a new policy process. And our bylaws very much allow this to happen, where our members make the policy. Let's bring them in mid-year, as you mentioned, which happens to be January in our case, and have that opportunity for members to engage, to talk about important policy and so forth. It really worked out very, very well because it's right before the legislative session. So we know that there were 2,200 bills, if you will, that were filed, so we could comb through those and pull the ones out that are appropriate to us as cattle producers. It's right before the NCBA convention, so it gives us an opportunity to even hone in and prepare for some policy there. And then most importantly, it just gives our members an opportunity twice a year now to come and do a policymaking process. This one will probably, if I was going to try to foretell the future here a little bit, I would say this one will probably be more of the bulk of our policymaking in the future. It just, from a time standpoint, we just have more time to do that on a day basis. Whereas convention is full with a lot of networking opportunities, the trade show and so forth. We'll still have policymaking opportunity there. But based upon what I saw yesterday at our meeting, I think this one's going to really take on the life and the bulk of policy and allow us to address those big issues.
Tell me about some of the priorities that you saw surface at the state level, first of all. What were some things as you approached the legislative session?
Yeah, good question. What I saw in this legislature was the maintaining our property rights, maintaining a business and actually promoting a business climate for the cattle industry, and then looking at opportunities to grow. Looking at ways we can do a better job, if you will, of being more business friendly, being more those types of things. So, but from a property rights standpoint, whether it deals with water, whether it deals with land, even wildlife, how do we address those issues from a property rights standpoint? And then also from the business climate, whether it be ad valorem taxes, there's a host of ad valorem tax bills this year. And as we know that education is really taking a big front to center stage issue, we would expect that. And so a lot of ad valorem tax bills that we talked about. So those business climate sense bills, we had a lot of discussion on those as well.
Almost annually, we at least talk for a little bit of time about this time period, January, February, even into March in some cases. What's the legislature going to do regarding sales tax exemptions? And that the ag sales tax exemption is so important.
It's so vitally important to what we do. And so obviously that's a core fundamental policy for the cattlemen and the preservation of that sales tax exemption for agriculture. We've not seen any bills that directly address that right now. Understand, though, there's some shell bills that are there that are within that title. Plus, we know that as the appropriations process goes along, we know that's going to be on the table. Now, I do take a lot of comfort in knowing that the leadership, especially in the legislature, as well as a good many of the legislators, are very familiar with agriculture. We've got some strong friends in leadership, whether it be Ms. Osborne in the House Ag Appropriations Committee as chair, Ms. David, Senator David, as the Senate chair. Never mind the fact of our speaker and our Senate pro tem leader, Mr. McCall and Mr. Schultz, are both very aware, rural, if you will, Mr. McCall from Atoka, Mr. Schultz, a cotton farmer from Altus. These folks know agriculture. And so I'm confident in that. However, we as agriculture, though, need to make sure they have the story, the ammunition, if you will, in order to fight off and fend off those attacks that we'll see coming in that sense. And so we're going to have to sharpen our swords and be ready to go. And that's just something that, in all honesty, we're going to have to do from now on. And whether it's because of the agenda that was successful in the failure of 777, the animal rights folks, the anti-agriculture agenda, agenda, or whether it's just a disconnect between agriculture and urban livelihood that we have to continue to educate, we're going to have to continue to move that forward. And we're fortunate in Oklahoma that there's a lot of us working together, pulling together, whether it's cattle or pork or cotton or poultry or whatever the case is, we're all working together on that. We've got to maintain that unity as we move forward, because these issues are going to be very important from now on.